This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Authorities in the U.S. northeastern state of Maine say they have identified a person of interest in Wednesday's deadly mass shooting in the city of Lewiston. U.S. news outlets are reporting that anywhere between 16 to 22 people were killed and dozens more injured in the rampage, which took place at a restaurant and bowling alley. Michael Sawchuk, the state's commissioner of public safety, identified a person of interest during a press conference attended by local television station WMTW.
And police are currently searching for Robert R. Card, 4-4 of 1983 of Bowdoin. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes. If people see him, they should not approach Card or make contact with him in any way.
Residents have been urged to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Israel's military says its ground forces attacked multiple Hamas targets within the northern Gaza Strip Thursday before withdrawing back across the border. Video released by the military showed armored vehicles proceeding through a sandy border zone. A bulldozer is seen leveling part of a raised bank, tanks fire shells, and explosions are seen near or amid a row of damaged buildings. Israel began localized ground incursions on Sunday. Israel's Army Radio described Thursday's incursion as the biggest yet. The military statement posted online said the incursion was carried out in preparation for the next stages of combat, a possible reference to the large-scale invasion that Israeli leaders have threatened as part of the war to destroy Hamas. Israel has carried out daily strikes on Gaza in retaliation for the deadly October 7th invasion of southern Israel by Hamas militants. Join us for International Edition, delivering insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. This is VOA News. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has warned that it is on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, forcing it to sharply cut back relief operations in the enclave. The territory has been blockaded and hit by devastating Israeli airstrikes since the Hamas attack. Hospitals in Gaza are struggling to treat masses of wounded people with diminishing resources. Republican Party member Mike Johnson was elected Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday, ending lawmakers' 22-day struggle to fill one of the top-ranking leadership positions in the U.S. government. VOA's congressional correspondent Katherine Gibson says the House is once again open.
One of the first things he did as Speaker was bring up a resolution condemning Hamas's attack on Israel and expressing the U.S. Congress's need to get behind Israel and support them. We know that he has proposed another short-term government funding deal that would push the issue out into early next year.
The 51-year-old Johnson is a three-term congressman from the southern state of Louisiana. He is also a lower-level member of the Republican leadership. He succeeds Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted from the post by his party earlier this month in a historic vote. Speaker Johnson is now second in the presidential line of succession. Striking U.S. auto workers have reached a deal with one of the nation's major automakers. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The United Auto Workers says it's reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford. Its chief negotiator says workers will get a 25% general wage increase plus cost of living raises that will put the pay increase over 30% to more than $40 per hour for top scale assembly plant workers by the end of the contract.
We told Ford to pony up, and they did.
UAW President Sean Fain telling workers
Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out.
The deal could prove a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit's Big Three automakers, setting a pattern for agreements with General Motors and Jeep maker Stellantis. The four-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members at Ford. I'm Ben Thomas.
Three Chinese astronauts are on the way to China's Tiangong space station. The new crew blasted off aboard a Long March rocket from the Jiquan Satellite Launch Center in northwest China Thursday morning. The trio is the youngest crew of Chinese astronauts to fly into space. They will replace the current Tiangong crew, who will return home next week after a five-month mission. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.